What's up, guys? You are now tuned in the Nightlife Podcast, and I am your host, Nightlife Lex, where we give you real news in real time. And I have a very, very special guest today by the name of Anika. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem. It's my pleasure, ma'am. Awesome. It's my pleasure. But hold up now, guys. I have a special guest for y'all, but what you don't know is that it's something legendary. And you know I like to give awareness to things, especially in our culture, guys. Make sure y'all tune in to nightlifemusic.com, one of the hottest blogs nationwide, where we give you some of the best news to feature, such as our culture, society, fashion, art. Just things that our people need to know about. And I think our people need to know about who you are and what you got going on, ma'am. So, if you guys don't know, I have a few facts about Anika, which is going to blow y'all mind like it blows mine. It's just like, it's crazy. We have the 2016 Olympian, 3-time USA champion. We have the 11-time national team member, and she's actually going to be at 2020 Olympics. Oh my gosh, ma'am. This is just like, I don't think they understand. I don't think they really get it, though. I mean, coming from me, it's just like, this is so beautiful. Yeah. This is so beautiful. Like, people may not also know, besides just these world-breaking news that we're going to give these guys tonight, she's also a coach. She also is a speaker and a poet as well. Yeah. And we're just going to touch on all these different all jacks of all trades that you have that make you so, so unique. So, my first question for you is, who is Miss Anika? And tell us who you are and what should we expect from you?
Well, you know, my name is Anika McPherson. I'm from small town, man, Palo Alto, Texas. Land of the Trill, you know, UGK, you know me. Yes. I used to always say Pimp C was my daddy. But real loud though, I was just a youngin' with a dream. Like, my mama always pushed me to do bigger things, and I just really appreciated that from her. Yeah. Like, I always seen her work 2-3 jobs, raising 4 kids on her own. Yeah. First time I met my dad, he was in prison. So, you know what I'm saying? I just never wanted to end up that way, but he always showed love at the same time.
Yes.
So, I just always had a dream to push towards something bigger than where I was from and showing people where I'm from that there's much more out in the world.
Most definitely. And then from there's being so much from that's out there in the world, we know that you've traveled the world.
Yes.
You have definitely been all over. And tell us that experience and what unique places have you been?
Man, I've been to 6 different continents. There's 7. One more I need to go to, Australia. And okay. I just love it, man. I love being able to travel the world and being able to do it for free. Like, not even for free, because I've actually put the work in.
Yeah.
But being able to put the work in and have USA Track and Field pay for us to be able to travel the world and go to these different places, it's just been astronomical. Because once you step out the box and go to Europe, mm-hmm. go to France, go to Istanbul, we just got to talk about, and go to the concentration camps where people was just treated horribly, and just being able to be and experience all these different places and different things to bring that back home and share that with all my people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I could, they always be like, "Can I spend your suitcase? Can I come with you?" I said, I wish you could.
I come to Africa.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm coming.
I went to
one
Africa
time.
Last year. That was just astronomical. Like, that changed my whole world. Going to Africa.
Yes.
The energy that I felt there was just beautiful. And I put that towards Sharifa. Like, she plugged me into the people that made that happen, and I love her for life for that.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to bring my mom to Rio and have her saying,
"Oh,
you changed my whole perspective on life."
Yes,
that's a whole nother level.
That's definitely beautiful. Yeah. I really think also when you're able to experience different places of the world and see how other people live and how their society and culture is, it also humbles you. And actually have you change who you are, and you look at you, your outlook is different.
Yes.
So you'll be able to be a little bit more grateful. Yes. That's what I would. That's what I get from even. I haven't been out the country as of yet. As of today, I have my passport.
I'm ready now.
But just being able to see different things and seeing how, you know, we all aren't the same. You know, there's different parts of lives, and I think it definitely humbles you, and I can see that in you.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that in you. What was one of your best and worst experiences you had overseas?
So, one of my worst experiences, but I actually went back and it was okay. So, I went to China, and I bought a phone. I went to one of the markets, and it was a fake iPhone. I didn't know at the time.
What?
So, it was kind of on me, and it was on the business. So I went back to the hotel, and one of the people out there, you know, because I learned the language of different places that I go to be able to communicate and get around. So I get back, and I'm like, can you check this phone out to make sure it's real? He's like, no, it's a fake phone. So I went back to the spot, and I was like, hey, y'all sold me a fake phone. It's on me, too. So I'd rather y'all either give me my money back, y'all give me something in exchange, either way. But y'all definitely gonna go take this phone back because you lied to me.
Yeah.
And it was like, she was like, no, that wasn't me. I was like, No, that was you. And then, like, an American couple walked by and it's like, yo, you don't want to do that? I said, I don't give a goddamn. I'm like, you don't know where I'm from, but I spend my money. I'm going to make sure I get the right thing. And then, like, all the people came. It was in China, in Shanghai. It was like, what? All the people came down. It's like, surrounding me. I was like, I don't care. If I got to fight everybody in this place, it's what's going to go down. And then somebody came from the back. He was like, what do you want? Because I ended up snapping the calculator out the girl's hand because I was like, no, you lying because I know it was you.
Yes.
She's like, you have a receipt? I don't have that receipt. She's like, we didn't sell the phone. The phone right there in the thing.
In the case.
So yeah. I just didn't like the fact that they lied to me. But he ended up saying, what do you want? I said, okay, give me the Beats headphones. Something. And I'll be happy. So he gave me that and then I walked away.
Now wow.
A couple of years later, I went back to the same marketplace and I had a way better experience
because
I was more knowledgeable about what was going on there because they were selling fake merchandise and that's why it was so cheap.
Now, watch the scammers.
Exactly.
Watch them scammers.
I got scammed.
You got scammed. Scammed. Girl.
So, that was one of the worst experiences.
What about the best?
The best experience was in Istanbul.
Okay.
Favorite place ever. Went to
say it again.
Istanbul. Turkey.
Wow.
And that's where I learned about the evil eye, good energy, bad energy, and being aware of that in the world because it's very present. It's a spiritual world and you got to know that. And you got to keep God and faith in, number one. But I found out, I went to different monasteries and I had a ball. I learned a little bit of the language. I went out one night with a group of friends and I was like, first round, shots on me. After that, I ain't know what the heck happened. It was my first world championships after 2 years.
What?
After I got, my scholarship was taken away from me.
Wow.
I was really down and out. I dug a hole and then I got in it.
Okay.
Started doing all types of things that just wasn't in my character because I really didn't care about life anymore. I was really depressed.
Okay.
So I say, like, if anybody ever depressed and feeling that way, you have to let somebody else know. You have to have an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring in family.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Don't try to do it on your own. So it was a really dark time for me, but I got out of it. I climbed out of it. I started training. I made my first world team.
Yes.
In Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow.
And
that
I
is awesome.
The fuck up.
And that was awesome. Wow. So
yes.
With that being said, what inspired you to be an Olympian?
And
performing a high jump, excuse me. Like what inspired you to do that? And what inspired you to do the high jump, like out of all parts of the Olympics?
I was introduced to it in 10th grade. And
okay.
I really just fell in love with it. I was in lifetime sports. I was like in advanced classes. So they always gave us advanced, different opportunities than they did people that was in regular student classes, which was my friends as well.
For sure.
They didn't know I was in smart classes. They was like, what you doing in there? I was like, this is my class. I got introduced to it, and I just fell in love with it. And I saw it 2 years later. My mom was like, hey, LeBlanc's starting the track club. You want to go? Put off the track club. That's who started me with track and field and pretty much built the foundation that I live on now. So I'm forever thankful for them. And wow. I encourage anybody that's in Port Arthur to join the track club just to broaden the horizon.
Yeah.
They took me out the state for the first time in California.
Okay. Yeah. What's the name of it again?
Port Arthur Track Club.
Port Arthur Track Club.
Yes.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to
for
them
making the legend.
Day. Ms. LeBlanc, Gerald Armstrong. Oh, yeah. I love y'all.
That's what's A1. Up, man.
So I just fell in love with it, and I just went the distance. And Coach Oral Smith in high school, she was like, Anika, you're a world-class athlete. At that point, I didn't know what she meant.
Mm. And then,
but I took it to heart. And that's when I jumped the freshman record.
Wow.
Yeah, in high school. All the nations.
Of all the nations.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the nations as...
the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I told y'all she was legendary. Y'all think this a game. Like, hold on now. Let us know what's all the championships you received.
Yeah.
So they can understand.
All day. I've been 3-time U.S. champion and a couple of runner-ups. We ain't even going to talk about those. But also, I've made 13 championships, U.S. teams, and I've competed in 9. And I've just made my most recent track and championship team, which is the world championship team, in the end of September in Doha. So that's actually harder to make the world championship team than the Olympic team because the standards are much higher.
Okay.
And I've made pretty much all of them since 2010.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
beautiful.
When you have someone that really believes in you and supports you,
yeah,
you can't help but take that to heart and go the distance.
Yes.
That's all you need is one person. And really, all you need is yourself. Once you believe in yourself and you have a dream, you have a goal, and you do anything possible and anything, you break all the barriers. Anytime something happens, it's hard and you think that's it, fuck it. Keep going.
Yes.
Have faith. Because
yes,
it's going to work in the end. You got to be persistent and consistent.
Okay, I'm definitely need to take notes here. Okay, well, my audience needs to definitely take notes as well. I definitely believe in that too. And one thing I know that you stand for what represents you and your brand is I am.
Yes.
Please explain and let us know, let my people know what I am mean that represents you.
Well, my faith is very strong, and when I ask God, what is your name? He said, I am that I am. Which is everything in creations, and we are creators. So once you believe that, then you are a child of God. You can do anything possible with God. Not without Him, but with God, anything is possible. You are abundant, and you are infinite. So once you believe you have a passion, and whatever you put your life towards can happen, as long as you believe it.
Yes.
So I am whatever there for after, you got to believe that.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And put the work in.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Also, I feel that is definitely a motivation for people and the young people as well. I also know that you're a coach.
Yeah.
So how has that been for you mentally and for the kids to coach and actually explain what is it exactly that you're coaching the kids?
So, well, my training program is called High Jump Quantum Leaps.
Okay, yes.
So, we make it quantum leaps. So, quantum leaps is pretty much, not trying to get too scientific, but if you believe that you've already been there and you can see it in your mind, you can visualize it, you can make it happen. Mm-hmm. But you must see it first. Mm-hmm. That's why we believe in vision boards, we believe in affirmations, and we believe in... and just having faith and just writing it down. Once you write it down, you made it happen. You say, Ashe. You have your ancestors, your immediate ancestors, your family, mm-hmm. your mother, your father.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your ancestors who have already passed and made this pathway for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because once ago, we was all slaves.
Yeah.
It was not even too long ago, a couple of hundred years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have this opening that we have now, which is Black is taking back over because we built this country, and now we're taking back over this country because we believe in it.
Yes, so, ma'am.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, High Jump Quantum Leaps is just teaching the kids. Once I can teach you, I don't want to have to constantly see you. I don't want to. Once I teach you what you need to be done, you should be able to go on your own. I can bring in another student. I can bring in another athlete. Mm-hmm. And then you can be able to teach that to whoever you are around.
Yeah.
And make sure you have goals. You write them down and you believe them and you see them every day. And mm-hmm. you make that happen. So basically, that's what Hydro Quantum Leaps is focused on. That's what my coaching is focused on.
Okay.
I've helped coaches coach their athletes
yeah.
around the nation. And I've done this for free, and I've done this for a fee as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to give something to be able to receive.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. You have to give back.
Yeah.
And you get back. I heard you say that earlier.
You give back.
I had definitely, definitely take heed to that. I mean, you know, that's how we all should move like that. I definitely believe in giving because I'm going to receive my blessings. I don't mind, you know, giving to others because I know what God has for me. You know, we could definitely have a whole nother show and episode about that. You know what I'm saying? That would definitely be nice. And I really appreciate how you are connecting with the young people and showing them, you know, because we learned in school, you know, knowledge and the fundamentals. But nobody really taught us about life.
Yeah.
No one really taught us about life. And as I got older, I learned about life. And I had to talk to my son about that. So you being able to teach these children that, it's very beautiful. Very definitely beautiful. And I commend you for that. Like I said, you guys, she wears several hats. I am very, very, very enthused to hear about you being a poet.
Yes.
And tell me what influenced you about being a poet and that part of the artistry.
Well, I went to school for journalism.
Okay.
I wanted to learn about myself and my culture, so I was in an African American studies department. Mm-hmm. And I learned about social sciences because I wanted to learn about people, because that's my favorite thing is connect with people
To
learn about them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was my favorite thing about learning around the world. And people are like, how did you connect with that waitress like that? They bringing us free stuff because I'm learning about the language and I'm just talking to them, connecting. It's like, oh, they did this because Allison Felix is here, but they brought drinks to us, not her. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just connecting with them because I love people and I love to connect. So in that sense, it's just basically being able to maneuver through the world. And what was your question again? I'm sorry.
My question was asking you about you being a poet.
Oh, yeah.
And
this
all flows in.
That's
it's
why.
It's the influence, you know?
Yes. So
it all flows.
Speaking up and speaking out.
Okay.
So that's why I love about poetry.
Speaking up
and I went to school and I was in the College of Letters and Science. Everything was written. So I went to learn more about poetry. What was her name? Nikki Giovanni. She's one of my favorites. She said, I don't care what it is you have to sell it because somebody gonna buy it.
Mm.
So I don't care what it is, be an entrepreneur. You can do a job, have a 9-to-5, bring in a hustle, but be an entrepreneur. Mm. Go towards your passion, go towards your dream, because do what you love and money will come.
Mm.
Period. So basically being able to speak out and giving people my perspective on life and be able to connect with people. That's why I love poetry. Mm-hmm.
So are you gonna give us a word or two for the day?
Definitely.
We definitely love that, guys.
I'll get y'all spit. it's the hair poem, and it's basically about affirmations and basically being able to believe in your prayer and believe in your words. Your words are very powerful, so whatever you speak, be careful about what you speak, because it shall come into fruition. So this is called the hair poem. So, stretch it, twist it, make it grow. Like a river, let it flow. 3 times fast, this hair will grow. This is my will, so won't it be. I am black, beautiful, and courageous. Infinite powers from my Father that lives infinitely within me. Strong, abundant, and powerful. That's me. Masculine and feminine. Duality at its finest. Happy, growing, flowing, divineness. I am light. I am energy. I am you within me. Strong, healthy, vibrant. Here, no fear, just faith. Dreaming, awake. Stretch it, twist it, make it grow. Like a river, let it flow.
three times fastest, hair will grow. This is my will, so mold it be, mold it be. Mm. That's how you do it. Oh my yes. God, do you have another one for us?
Yes. So this one's a little ratchet. This is just a little spit. So we're going to go. Hey, I don't even have kids, but I'll feed yours. Put them down for a nap. Now these hoes on my toys, grinding in these streets. Mizuno's on my feet. If you ain't got a car, bitch, hit the concrete. Fly coop to another country in about a week. Smoke them like a sweet. Real riders ride with me. It's Southside, baby. You fucking with PAT. If your bitch ain't with you, she probably fucking with me. Slide through the club. You know we in VIP. If she coming to my section, you know she fucking with me. Hey.
Hey, you cutting up. Hey, you definitely cutting up. Oh, man, you definitely got to catch Anika doing her thing, man. Thing, man. So, one thing I definitely wanted to tell you was how the support.
Yes.
We definitely need to support Miss Anika for the fact of her being such a legendary athlete. For her being such a legendary spiritual woman, a queen. We need to support you in the legendary role that you play in our black culture.
Oh,
I want you to let me know, you know, and let my audience know, how can they support you? What can we do to support what you're doing? Because another thing that people may not know is that you made these U.S. teams without a coach and without a deal. Like, explain this aspect that people may not know. Like, the back story of being an Olympian.
Like, a lot of people think I got to deal with Nike Aces and anything in those nations, but I really don't. None of them really, I don't know. I think it maybe it's just not in the cards for me to be able to be sponsored by these people. Because I've seen a lot of athletes get sponsored and don't go far.
Yeah.
Don't have longevity. And I see my line and my brand being able to build so high as an Arky, as Nike, as Asics, mm-hmm. as Adidas, and be able to sponsor these athletes that they're not sponsoring that are way better than the people that they are sponsoring.
Yes.
Just because of different connections.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I feel like God has a plan in for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to ride with that. And yes, like I feel like, like Les Brown said, it's excuses or results. You cannot have both.
Mm.
And I'd rather results more than any excuse that I can ever give myself or anyone else.
Mm.
So I just got to grind it out.
Oh, yeah.
So,
how can we go ahead and support that?
You can hit me on Facebook, Anika McPherson. I have a fundraising page going on right now.
Okay.
And a lot of people have supported me. My number one sponsor, number one support is my mother.
Mm.
Like, I give back to her.
Shout out
to
mom.
All day. She's been my A1 since day one. If I ain't had it, she got it. And when I get it, she got it.
Yes. Yes.
Like, mama, go pick it up. And she's like, hey, baby, you go pick it up. So, all day.
Yes.
So, like, this year, I'm like, I don't want an agent. I'd rather give my mama 15% than somebody else that, and not really doing nothing.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And I have a lot of friends supporting me. Matt Harneyman, like, he's been supporting me
mm-hmm.
As far as the living situation, which is really, that's love from the bottom of my heart. Like, I can't even ask for anything better. God sent him to me.
Yeah.
And other than that, you've been supporting me. I really yes. appreciate you as well.
No
even
problem.
Having me here with the Nightlife Time yes. Music. I all day love. I
Sweet
appreciate
the Nightlife.
It. This is Queen. She called me Queen. This is Queen right here.
Thank you.
So, I
Thank
love you.
You.
And just having those friends that got your back all no matter what.
No matter
Jewel's
what.
Jewel's right here. When I ain't got it, she got it. When she ain't got it, I got it.
Yeah.
So, that's my love right there. That's
yes.
my sis.
Yes.
My sister from another mother.
All right.
So, you gotta look out for her production company coming out.
Oh, yes,
with it.
Yes, man.
So hit me up on Facebook, Anika McPherson, and Instagram, same thing, Anika_McPherson.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna make this thing rock. If you got some kids out there, they wanna be more explosive and power, more speed, anything of that nature, hit me up. I got you. And just all love.
Yes, for sure, definitely. You guys definitely heard her. I would definitely keep any links and comments. And you guys look out on nightlifemusic.com, one of the hottest blogs nationwide, where we'll definitely have this feature. You guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. I really, really, I'm so thankful and grateful for Miss Anika to be here tonight. Man, such legendary. You heard it here first. So, be tuned in the Nightlife Podcast, where we give you real news in real time. You can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM. Man, you can just Google us, man. We on the map, okay? We on the map. We going to definitely shout this out for the queens and the kings. Yes. 2020 is your year.
2020 Olympic Games. Let's get this gold, baby. Let's
Where is it? Where is it this
Tokyo,
year?
Tokyo, Japan.
Oh my God. I got my passport.
Yes,
I'm coming.
Come on.
I'm coming.
I'll get you to the party after.
What? Yeah. I want to be up there. I want to watch.
Day, you
oh
know?
My God. Oh my God, guys. 2020, I'm going to be at the Olympics. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in,
all
man.
Day. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are in the nightlife. Y'all feel that vibe. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next Thursday. We in here. Boom.
Swag sauce.
Oh my God.